This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Thousands of protesters showed up at the state capitol in downtown Denver last night.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
They were protesting against ICE deportation operations and to show solidarity with protesters in Los Angeles. Protests on and around the Capitol lawn took place without incident. Roads were closed at various locations as different groups marched around the city. On South Broadway in Denver, police blocked access to I-25 when a smaller group attempted to march onto the freeway. Police used smoke canisters on about 100 protesters. Denver police say they arrested 17 people out of Tuesday's protests. And an update, an earlier version of the story incorrectly identified canisters used by police as tear gas. They were smoke canisters. U.S. Representative Gabe Evans began Tuesday by suggesting at a press conference that Colorado officials had failed to share critical information with federal authorities about the man suspected of the Boulder firebombing attack, namely that he tried to buy a gun last year but was denied because of his immigration status.
I can't help but wonder if this attack might have been prevented.
It turns out that Colorado did notify Homeland Security officials promptly. Months went by, but the feds took no action that might have stopped the attack. In response to that information, Evans' office said the automated notice was not enough and Colorado's own anti-terrorism office should have investigated the man. Cloudy in Colorado Springs with thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow. In Metro Denver, those storms linger through Friday. Now, statewide, you're looking at a sunny and hot Father's Day weekend with temperatures cresting into the 90s on Sunday for the eastern part of the state. You'll see temperatures climb to 100 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.